think you always see with a young player, once they've got through that first league debut, that they learn an awful lot and take a lot in after that game. And particularly someone like Josh, who's a real conscientious lad, and you know, I think he's progressed really well because he's an intelligent lad who knows what he needs to do to get in and around the team. And I think what you always see is you always see a week after where they just feel a little bit more confident. They feel at least that they know they can do it. It doesn't mean that they're going to do that every week. And of course, as we know, any young player, you have to be mindful of you know, them making one or two mistakes that they need to learn from. And of course, it's minimising them, particularly as a defender. And he gets that. I've not said too much to him this week because I think sometimes with a young player, you can overanalyse too much, you can give them too much information, and sometimes you're best to let them play their natural game and not have too much in their head to think about in that process. So, different game this weekend if he's selected, you know, a home game, so it'll be a different type of challenge, you know, but I'm pretty sure that whatever he does, he'll take it in his stride.
It's very exciting for many Blues fans in the last 20 minutes to see Reece Brown playing in front of Josh as well. And to be fair, it was an eye-catching performance from Reece, who has done remarkably well the last few months. He's reinvented himself in the way that you really hoped that he would.
Yeah, again, he's just finding an outlet for his ability, really. I've spoken to him about it, but, you know, I just feel that perhaps with his lack of physicality, just in terms of his stature, which we know was always an issue, and he's improved that this year massively. You can see with his body shape, you know, he's developing into a man's body. But I think that, you know, we found that sometimes, you know, playing him as one of those two sitting midfielders maybe just leaves us a little bit short strength-wise and defensive-wise. So it's really trying to find an outlet for him when, particularly when we play two up front, you know. So I think one of those wider areas, coming in a little bit narrower, passing the ball, playing, keeping possession for us, is certainly an area that he can excel in. So, but we've got a lot of players. We've got a lot of competition in those areas. And I think, once again, you know, he showed that we can put him on to a game for half an hour and trust him in that position. And that's what he's got to keep doing. He's got to keep trying to affect games. If he gets a chance to start, he's got to show us over a full game. But the defensive side is not an issue, you know, because as we know, that's a part of our game that we do really, really well. So, but been pleased with him, pleased with his responses when he's got on the pitch. And for him, I think he's ready now to start games, and that's going to be the decision when we feel that we can do that. And of course, when you're winning games and high up in the league and doing well, there's never a massive desperation for me to experiment or to change too much. So I think we just keep going more or less as we are, and when we need to change things, we've got some very, very good options.